I would like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Lori McCarter and Gayla Bechtel. They are part of La Tierra Toastmasters Club here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So Toastmasters, I've heard of, but until you guys called me, I had no idea what it's about. What is it about?
Toastmasters is a place to learn public speaking or get more comfortable with public speaking. It's voluntary. It's open to everyone. And it's really a place where you can practice speaking in public and get feedback so that you can improve your public speaking as well as your leadership skills.
And so you get together, it's 1 hour every Monday at lunchtime, and you just take turns talking?
Well, the beauty of this club is I've actually been amazed at what actually gets accomplished in the course of 1 hour. Because the goal of Toastmasters is for people to actually be able to grow their public speaking skills, whether it's to get over their fear or to grow their organizational capabilities. And so it's designed so that everybody who comes to the meeting will have a chance to speak in some capacity during that hour, whether it's through a scheduled speaking, you know, they're a scheduled speaker for the meeting, or they're evaluating one of the speakers. We have this beautiful thing called Table Topics, which is extemporaneous speaking. Somebody is asking questions, and then people are answering in the moment extemporaneously.
It's a great structured agenda, or we have an agenda that's, you know, every 5 minutes, you know, the speeches are 5 to 7 minutes. Usually we have a manual we work out of, and it actually tells us, you know, okay, this week you're going to do a vocal variety speech or hand gestures or a speech to inspire or a speech to persuade. And so it's very structured, which makes then the freedom inside, it becomes very creative and within the structure. So I like the agenda piece of it. And so, and also your mistakes don't last very long if you're making, you know, if you're sort of get a little scared, it works.
Well, the stakes are also low. It's not like you're speaking in a stadium in front of 10,000 people.
Right. And that's, yeah, the people that come to the Toastmasters, again, they're just all walks of life, and it's really fun.
All walks of life, and the thing that I found so encouraging for me is because I'm one of those people who were trying to get over some deep, deep fear about standing up and speaking in front of other people, and the group is so supportive. And just, I mean, everybody claps and applauds you no matter what happens because you're making an effort and you're moving through your fear. It's beautiful.
Are there any real basic do's and don'ts in public speaking? Like, here's some things you should really never do.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
You know, the beauty of Toastmasters, too, is you get to try all kinds of things and see what works and what doesn't work. And what works for one person really may not work for another. But it's all about the opportunity to try and learn and explore.
So where did you, like, talk about your own experiences, like when you started, what it was like, what you first talked about in front of the group?
Well, I didn't really know very much about Toastmasters, but I did I had to speak in front of city council, and unbeknownst to me, it was televised, and a friend of mine was watching the television, and he called me the next day, and he said, "You need Toastmasters." And he said he had been a part of a group in California for years and years, and it really helped him. And so I thought, oh, that's interesting. And that was, a year and a half ago, I think. And just last week, I made another presentation in front of city council, and I think I was much better so after a year or so of Toastmasters. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
And for me, I am one of those people who has the deep fear of public speaking. And what happened is I've been studying an ancient bundle of Mayan wisdom for a number of years, and somewhere along the way I knew I really wanted to teach this wisdom to other people. But how could I really teach if I'm scared to speak in public? So that's when I decided to join Toastmasters, and that was just a little over a year ago, and it has helped me tremendously as I now am teaching this wisdom in ceremony to other people, and I've improved immensely, and my fear level has, it's about that great level where I'm still nervous enough that it helps me stay on my edge and on my game.
Yeah, a little bit of nervousness never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But a whole lot paralyzes like you.
Exactly.
So you're having an open house meeting this Monday, the 22nd. Oh, it's next Monday, the 22nd of April, from 12:05 until 1:15, the La Tierra Toastmasters Club, and it's at the on the ground floor of First Citizens Bank, which is on the corner of Marcy Street and Paseo de Peralta. And you can people can go to latierra.toastmastersclubs.org. So a lot of people show up. I mean, what are the events like? Hmm.
I haven't attended an event yet of our club, so I don't know. I would imagine that they'll, you know, we've been getting more and more people coming as we get the word out there, and this is another way to help us get more new or to get new members, because it's really fun when there are new people, old people. There's just it's a lot more synergy. So,
and a typical meeting attracts 15 to 20 people right now, and or less, and it's been less recently, and that's why we're having this open house to attract new people in. And have them experience the group and the experience of it, because it really is a fabulous opportunity. But it's a great size group to have everybody have a chance to speak and be heard and practice their speaking skills.
For more information, people can call 505-690-7938. And Lori McCarter and Gayla Bechtel are members of La Tierra Toastmasters. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.